Psalm 119, verse 9. We were learning this in our family earlier this week. Psalm 119, verse 9 and 10. The psalmist asks a question, and it's a good question. How can a young man keep his way pure? How can we live a pure life? How can we live a life that pleases God? I don't know if you're like me. You'll have thought this week, I've done things I shouldn't have done. I've said things I shouldn't have said. I've thought things I shouldn't have thought. My ways have not been pure. Well, the answer the psalmist gives is by living according to your word, by living according to what God has revealed in the Bible. He also says, I seek you with all my heart. So he goes straight into prayer. When he realizes he's been sinful, he goes straight into prayer. And he says sorry to God. And he's honest about his sin before God. I'd like you to find another place in the Bible now. Luke chapter 6. But I'm not going to tell you which bit. I'm going to ask you is see if you can work out what story I'm going to tell. Here's some clues. First clue, big spade. Second clue, watering can. That's actually quite tangential, that one. And a brick. Okay. Anybody got any idea of the story Jesus told that had to do with a spade and building and water? William thinks he knows. Okay, shout it out, William. The wise and the foolish man. Who knew that? They're just kicking themselves now. Okay, you knew. The wise and the foolish man. Well, I'm going to tell that story. But I want to ask a question to, in fact, two questions to everyone right at the start. These are slightly uncomfortable questions. The questions are these. Are you a Christian? And do you do what Jesus says? Are you a Christian? And do you do what Jesus says? Now, they're not hard questions to answer. They're yes, no. So it's either a yes or a no in your answer, isn't it? Everyone in here could answer those questions one way or the other. And I want you right now to read those questions and answer them to yourself in your own mind. Are you a Christian? And do you do what Jesus says? Now, I ask those questions because Jesus asked them, those who were listening to him, he asked those questions of them a long time ago. He had lots of people who could see that he was important, that he could do amazing things, that he could teach in ways that nobody else had ever taught before. And people called him Lord, which means master or even king. And if you turn to Luke chapter 6, verse 46, Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say? Luke chapter 6, verse 46. That is on page 729. I'm going to read the passage to you. Now, you follow it through in the Bibles you've got in front and listen very carefully because this story is about building and building to last. Jesus asked those who were with him, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say? I'll show you what he's like, the one who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He's like a man building a house who dug down deep. And he laid the foundation on rock. And when the flood came and the torrent struck that house, he could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice, well, he's like a man who built his house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. You see, even though they called him king, Jesus could see there was a problem. they weren't obeying him as king. He could see there was a gap in their thinking. They were calling him king, but they weren't treating him as king. Imagine if the king or queen of England came into this room right now, and you knew who it was, and you bowed or you curtsied, and you said, "Hello, ma'am." And then she said, "Would you mind getting me a glass of water?" And you said, "Yes, ma'am," and then didn't do anything. Would you be treating her as your queen? You wouldn't, would you? Or maybe your teacher at school, head teacher. He comes in and he says, "I want you all to quickly line up in your classes," and you say, "Yes, sir," and then you don't. Have you ever done that? I think there's one or two hands that have gone up, but probably lots of you have disobeyed your head teacher. You haven't treated him as head teacher, even though you call him sir, or whatever his name is. Well, Jesus could see that people were calling him Lord, but they weren't doing what he said. And he told this simple story to show that there are two types of people in the world. Did you know that? I've added their names here. There are two types of people in the world. And I would like grown-ups sitting with your children to look down at the story and just spend a few minutes around your table answering these questions. There's two types of men. What's the same and what's different? And I'm going to ask one family's youngest representative to tell me at the end. So parents, you've got some responsibility here to help your youngsters to answer these two questions quite carefully. From the little story that I've read that's in your Bibles there, what's the same about the two men and what's different? Okay, just a couple of minutes. Have a go at that and then I will teach you. Okay, do you think you know the answers to those two questions? What was the same about the two men? Maxwell thinks he knows. Why don't you shout it out nice and loud? So two men, they were both building a house. Good. They're both building a house together. But what was the difference? Hang on, Josh, he's going to answer that. The other one didn't. One put it into practice and the other didn't. Well, we're getting closer to the answer. Well done, both of you. Let's look at the story again and let's think about it. Two men, I've called the first one John and the second one Ben, both hear Jesus' teaching. But Jesus' question right at the beginning was, "Why do you call me Lord and yet don't do what I say?" He was talking about the person who hears Jesus' teaching but doesn't do it. He said, "I'll show you what it's like." Only one of them was putting Jesus' teaching into practice. Now, do you think the one who did what Jesus said always wanted to do what Jesus says? Do you think he sometimes thought, "Actually, I wish I didn't have to read my Bible or obey my parents or keep the rules or pay my taxes"? He probably didn't want to do what Jesus said some of the time, but he did. Do you think sometimes he thought he'd like to be more like his friends and do what they were doing? They wouldn't dream of coming out on a Sunday afternoon to a funny school building to listen to the Bible. They'd much rather be watching telly or playing football. He probably found it a bit lonely at times being a Christian. Do you think the man who called Jesus Lord and actually did what Jesus said had special powers or abilities to do what Jesus said? Do you think he was a superman to be able to do what? No, I don't think he was. He was just an ordinary man, but he chose to do what Jesus said and not disobey him. And now perhaps you're wondering, what was it Jesus said we should do? I've given you a few examples. People know that Jesus said, "I want you to follow me." And I guess that means we're meant to be like him. But what else? Well, Jesus said, I have come to call sinful people to repentance. What do you think he wanted everybody to do? Repent. Now that's an interesting word, but it means stop doing bad things and start doing the right thing. He also said it's okay when people don't like you because you're a Christian. You will have a great reward in heaven. He also said, love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. Now that's hard, but Jesus did that, and he wants me to be kind to the person who's nasty to me. He wants you to forgive the bully at school. Those are just a few of the things Jesus said he wants us to do. The question today is, do you do what Jesus says? There are two types of people Jesus has in mind. What they have in common is that they both hear Jesus' words. I've just given everybody in this room Jesus' words. Some people choose to do what Jesus says, and some people don't. Which one are you going to be? They hear Jesus' words. Maybe they read the Bible at home, or their mum and dad read it to them in the evenings or in the mornings. Who has that for them? Who has their mum and dad read the Bible to them? You get to hear Jesus' words then, don't you? The next question is, do you do what Jesus says? Well, that's a harder question to answer, isn't it? I think most people will say, yes, I like to say I'm a Christian. I know a few prayers. I could even say the Lord's Prayer. Who could say the Lord's Prayer off by heart? You see, lots of people could say the Lord's Prayer. People go to church. You couldn't tell the difference between John and Ben just by looking at them. They look the same. They're all in the same church building. They know their prayers. But the difference shows in the things they choose to do, because only one of them hears Jesus' words and puts them into practice. Say John and Ben are two boys and they're both building a house with their dad's help. And they're spending time and effort building a house to shelter from the rain. And Jesus says the person who does what I say is like a person who digs down deep. I need someone to come and be my digger. Ben, you can come be my digger. You can stand right up here with a big spade and look like you're digging. In fact, I'm not sure you can lift it. Can you lift it? Okay, just why don't you stand like that? Okay. Here's my man who's digging down deep. Is it easy to dig down deep? Is it hard work? Do you think he'd be sweaty? Do you think it would take him a long time? Do you think he'd wish he was out playing football with his friends instead of digging down deep? He probably would, wouldn't he? But he keeps going because he's digging down deep. Do you think he'd stop just because it was raining? Nope, he'd keep going. The person who digs down deep is the person who listens to what Jesus says and tries to put it into practice. And he keeps learning and listening to the Bible and doing what it says. He's building his house on rock. I didn't have a rock, but I did have a brick. You can put your foot on that brick. There you go. He's building his house on the rock. The person who hears God's word and doesn't do it, well, he's like a person who didn't bother to dig down deep. Who'd like to be that person? Gabriel, why don't you come and stand over there? In fact, has anybody got a football handy? We got a football, there we go. You can hold the football and you can stand over there because you're the person who doesn't bother to do any digging. You just like playing games. You put your foot on the football like that. He's not digging down deep. He's just playing football. Well, what does Jesus say about him? The building that he built, it was only a shed. It didn't have any foundations. Let's compare their houses. Which house took longer to build? He did build one. It was a small one and it was a shed. And it keeps the rain off. Which house took longer to build? Point. this one. Okay. It took longer to build because he had to dig down deep to get to the rock. Whose house was harder to build? Point. This one, because it took ages, because he had to build the foundations on rock. That's lots of earth in rubble he had to move in wheelbarrows. Whose house got finished first? That one. Because he didn't bother to dig the foundations. He just put it down straight on top of the earth. Which house would have which of these two men would look like he's having a nicer time? Him. Because he's built his house and he's playing football already. Which of these two people do you want to be like? Ooh, tricky. I hope you'd want to be like Ben, who's dug down deep because he's built a solid house on rock. Now, when there's just a little bit of drizzle, both men could go into their houses and they'd be fine. When everything's okay, it's nice and easy to be in whichever house you're in. But when will it really show the difference? Who knows when it's going to show the difference? Alex. Oh, sorry, Aidan, go on. When's it going to show the difference? When there's a decent bit of British bad weather. A hurricane even. When the wind comes and the floods, the rains came down and the floods come up and the water just washes against the bricks of the house or the wood on that side. His house is going to last about 10 minutes and then he's going to be swimming. But Ben's house, how long is it going to last? Forever. Forever is the right answer. It's going to last forever because it's dug down deep. Okay. Both houses look fine on the outside, but you can't see underneath. You can't see the foundations. You can't see what somebody believes and whether they actually want to do what Jesus says or not. You can't see that just by looking. So I can't tell whether you're the sort of person who does what Jesus says or you're just the sort of person who comes to church and says, Lord, Lord. You see, Jesus had an issue with people like that, and he could see into their hearts. And he did know what sort of people they were. And the message from this story today is, choose to be somebody who digs down deep. That means listen when the Bible is read. Think about it when your parents teach you about Jesus. And when Jesus says something that you don't want to do, choose to do it anyway. Because if you don't, you'll build your house and it'll look okay for a little bit. But when somebody dies, or when somebody gets sick, or when your family member loses a job, or when things don't go the way you want, or you don't come first in a race, you won't have dug down deep, and your foundations won't stand, and your belief in Jesus will be shown to be a sham, a con, not real. Well, that's the lesson from this morning. It's quite a hard one, isn't it? Jesus said, I want you to listen to what I say and what? Not just listen, but what? Shout it out. Put it into practice. That's what he wants us to do. What difference is it going to make that you were here this afternoon and you heard Jesus' words read to you? And you heard what they meant, and maybe you thought, I should do something. I'd like you, with your mums and dads, around your tables, just for 1 minute, to talk to them and say, Mum, I would like to do something. What difference is it going to make? Talk to each other around your tables, just for 1 minute. You've heard the Bible taught. What difference is it going to make? Okay, let's look up. Here's how the conversation went in my little group. I said, what difference is it going to make? And some children said, well, it's going to make us go in that direction. which is nice, but it's not very specific. So I said, well, what does that mean? And they said, well, I'm going to try and do what Jesus says, which is nice, but I said, what does that mean? Did anybody get any specific answers? What difference is it going to make? What good thing are you going to do because you've heard Jesus' words today? Here's another way of putting it. Are you going to dig down deep into the Bible and learn what it says and do what it says? That would be a great answer. Any good suggestions from the tables? People would like to shout out or say? Okay, what I'm going to do is lead us in a small prayer now. I'm going to pray not only about what we've learnt, but about the wider world. I'm going to ask God to help in situations that are beyond our helping. So I'd like you to be quiet and recognize we're talking to God who can hear us, and I'll lead us in prayer. We pray, Heavenly Father, for hearts to be soft in this room, that we would hear your words and do what you say. Please stop us from keeping you at arm's length, from thinking it's okay to carry on just as we are. Help us instead to say sorry for our sin, to repent, to read our Bibles, and to love to do what you say. Amen. We pray for the world where the Bible is not even translated in some places for people. Please help the work of the translators so that they can get the Bible into the languages of the people where they live. Please help there to be Bible teachers, equipped and trained to teach your word. We pray for those parts of the world where it is illegal to own a Bible, where it is not allowed to meet with other Christians, and yet there are some of your people there who are seeking to do what you say. Please strengthen them, encourage them, help them to trust that you are in control and will bring about good through their faithfulness. Amen. And we pray close to home for the UCCF, the Universities and Colleges Christian Fellowship. Thank you for the thousands of students away from home, thinking hard about their subjects, but also open to thinking about you. We pray that there would be Christians who would share their faith. We pray for Emily Patterson at the University of East Anglia. And as she trains people to share their faith in Jesus, please encourage her and strengthen her. All these things we ask in your name. Amen.